Proclamation number 7503 of 19th of January, 1960. Premature return of Lucifer. You will also always be supplied with the truth, as I have promised you. I will not leave you in erroneous thinking as soon as it is only your will to stand in truth. It is an erroneous view to speak of the return of my adversary, Lucifer, which will still require eternities before he himself makes this return to me. Again and again I tell you that his situation is different from that of the beings which once fell away from me, which indeed also renounced their love for me and voluntarily distanced themselves from me and therefore descended into deepest darkness. Yet there were beings influenced by him, even though they were endowed with free will, to whom he presented himself as God and thus induced them to follow him. And they allowed themselves to be dazzled by his light and beauty, in which he still shone before his final separation from me took place. But these beings did not see me and therefore they followed him. Lucifer himself, however, recognized me. He knew that he had come forth from me even though he was unable to behold me. He deliberately sinned against me. He exalted himself above me and thereby incurred a guilt which will take him eternities to atone for, because he does not take the path which I myself have prepared for the spiritual beings. The path through the creations of this earth, through matter. Because he still works as a free spirit in a negative sense, because he acts as my antipole on all spiritual beings which walk the earth embodied as a human being. His freedom has not been taken from him but he uses it wrongly. He is to travel the same path again on which he distanced himself from me in order to reach me. And he has by no means changed his mind. He still harbors hatred and enmity towards me because he feels equal to me and envies the strength which he also drew from me as long as he was united with me in love. In his deluded thinking he sees in his followers the fullness of his strength. And this following is very great and will not let a feeling of weakness arise in him for a long time yet. Until then, however, a return of the one who still believes he can overthrow me and raise himself to my throne is not to be thought of either. But one thing is certain, that everything spiritual would already be on the path of return to me if he had taken this path himself. For what he does will also irrevocably be done by his followers. Which is why this view is also wrong, that it is only his followers who work in the last days. He, Lucifer, is and remains the prince of darkness, and he will not leave his kingdom for a long time to come towards the light. He will still often have to be bound by me if his activity manifests itself in such a way that there is the danger that people will be deprived of every opportunity to find me. Which will always happen at the end of a period of redemption where he will be granted great freedom which he will use extensively. A long time will be necessary until the followers detach themselves from him. But not a second sooner will my adversary give up his resistance against me, which I have foreseen since eternity and was able to make his will serviceable for my plan of salvation. Which, however, I would never have done if only the slightest prospect of a change of will existed which would bring the prodigal son back to me. He will not start the way back until he will lie weakened on the ground and must first appeal for my strength in order to be able to rise and return to me. But then he will also be welcomed with open arms, for my love has no end, and even the deeply fallen will be illuminated by my love until it finds its way back to me again from where it once took its departure. until it enters the father's house again and is now eternally unspeakably happy. Amen.